We're joined by Dallas City Council member Adam Basildua on the KRLD Newsline. And Adam just announced is some improvement in South Dallas, an area that you represent that's really going to help with a lot of things, safety, beautification, things like that. Tell us about this lighting project that's going to improve the area.
This was a very innovative way to utilize TIF funds, and the TIF board approved and sent to council the recommendation to use $500,000 towards lighting improvements that we've been incrementally addressing ever since the mayor's task force on safer communities recommended addressing light and blight as one of the three key priorities in addressing public safety outside of law enforcement. And a lot of the areas in South Dallas and Southern Dallas, they're prone for nefarious activities. And a lot of those nefarious activities, in fact, the majority of them are from people outside of the neighborhoods that they take place in. And so we have to do our part to provide the necessary quality of life for Southern Dallas. And I see us making a big stride in that direction with this investment.
Now, as far as where the lights will be placed, how is that determined?
Yeah, so we have a new data analytics office. There's a cross-mining of data between different departments with not only code enforcement, like service requests that have been put in for dark areas, but correlate that to where concentration of crime has occurred, and then also with our partners with Encore. And so utilizing all of those data points together, it's coming up with the most effective areas that need to be lit up. And we've already seen in certain parts along Malcolm X, for example, close to Oakland Cemetery, where crime is down in about 45% overall in that area specifically because of the targeted efforts from lighting alone.
And that underscores it's not just about police manpower when you talk about ways to reduce crime.
I completely agree that there are other ways to fight crime than just law enforcement alone. And, you know, that statement is not meant to be an insult to law enforcement. That's unfortunately where political narratives have taken this conversation. And it's really unproductive because we need to be combating public safety like it is an ecosystem. And there's a lot of components. And so the fact that we are getting serious and investing in resources for mental health, the fact that we are looking at ways that we can use policy and resources to help first-time offenders who are back to society and getting transitioned. We have the violence interrupters that are working with former gang members that are coming out and doing outreach directly into the community to reach out to those who are involved in gang activity. And then, of course, the lighting and the blight remediation are all ways that should improve crime and make the enforcement side of it actually easier. Take a little bit of the burden off of how much we put into the emphasis of policing being the answer alone. You know, the lighting is not a luxury. There's a reason that those nefarious activities don't take place in some of the more areas of our city. And it's because they have the necessary infrastructure, the necessary lighting, and it's not an environment that invites criminal activity like we see so prone in the southern sector. I will say that I'm just pleased that we have a council that's looking at every angle when it comes to public safety. And I'm pleased that we have a mayor who's supportive of looking outside of the box as well. And I believe it wouldn't work if we didn't have a police chief that also sees that the city can be doing more. And that doesn't just mean with law enforcement alone. So it's great to see it. It's great to be a part of it.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.